Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm not bad.
Terrific.
Not bad. I actually had a sad story on Thursday.
Yes, you did.
My father's best friend passed away. Mm-hmm. And I attended the funeral. It's and being a Muslim, it's a little bit of a different type of funeral where you actually are members of that were close to the deceased actually goes up and does a prayer over the body and so forth. So there's a bit of a prayer over the body and then holy water is sprayed on the face of the deceased. The reason why I'm going through all this is because I had to witness my father mm-hmm. stand in front of his deceased friend and do this, which really caught a chord with me. After the funeral was done, there's a lot of conversation and chatter about what happened to the individual, and all their friends are slowly dying.
Right.
And so it's hitting them all. Like, they're like, wow, like my friend just died and this person passed away and that. And they're all talking about this and they're saying that life is short. You're hanging around a bunch of 70-year-olds and 75-year-olds. They're all mm-hmm. saying this to me, that life is short, Faisal. And so I said, what are the things that you would do differently if you could turn the clock back?
Okay.
And one of the answers was enjoy my retirement better.
What do you mean by that?
And that's what I got the same look on my face as you have right now.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean by you can enjoy your retirement better? They sacrificed doing things because they've always been trained not to spend money.
Right. Gotta say.
And we've got some clients like that, sure. that are, they just have a hard time enjoying beyond what they've already done. And they've got, you know, capital, they've got money, but they're having a hard time spending or parting with that money because right. they've been trained for decades to not to spend as much.
Right.
And so when they go back and I say, okay, so what would you do differently then? They go, well, more trips with the family, spending more money on my grandkids, you know, doing things that I would enjoy because now I can't take it with me.
Right.
I can't take this money with me, so I might as well enjoy it. And it's interesting how late in their lives, and again, they think in their 70s, they're towards the end of the time frame because of what happened to their friend. But they're regretting not doing some of the things. And because of mobility, they can't do some of the things that they want to. So the message I want to bring out in this first segment today was enjoy your life, your retirement. Make sure that you are doing the things you want to do. And that's what I consider to be financial independence, enjoying what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yeah. So I don't think you'd get an argument from anybody with that particular statement. That the problem comes down to the fear, right? The fear of running out. Some people are just, you know, they've got a lifestyle that, you know, it's not expensive relative to what they've saved.
Yeah.
Right. And as you said, they've been savers their whole lives. They don't know how to do that. Right. Structure becomes important, right? This fear of the unknown, making sure that you've got a good plan in place so that you're comfortable to go and spend it. Or if you want to gift to your kids in your lifetime.
You're right. There's two ways to look at this. There's a group of people who will just not spend. They're just they don't have it in their DNA.
That's just
not there. Yep. They're not going to overspend beyond their means.
Yep.
Okay. There's another group who refuses to spend out of fear.
Fear, yeah.
That if I spend now, I won't have in the future, and I have to worry about that. And so the structure will alleviate that problem.
Yeah, and there's another group, right?
Okay.
It's the ones that you've alluded to. People from the time they've started working, like this baby boom generation that we talk about all the time, they've been accumulators, right? How many times do you sit with somebody who's freaked out about the fact that they're spending their savings? They've been saving their whole life so that they can spend their savings, and now they're going to spend their savings, and they get freaked out when they spend their savings, right? So there's an education component to this. This is your pension, right? And then there's a legacy piece too, right? We often, when we're sitting with clients and one of their goals, asking them the question, would you sacrifice your lifestyle today in order to leave more behind for your children? Right? An interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes over time, right? The answers change over time.
Sure.
So, you know, what I find interesting about that, it sounds an obvious statement. We talk a lot about these things. We make these kinds of statements at times when, you know, you experience these kinds of events and they're all true.
Yep.
The question is, how do we do it, right? How do we get the courage, the education, the structure, you name it, whatever that piece is that allows you to go and enjoy the fruits of your labor for your entire life?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we have to, essentially what we're doing from an educational basis every time we do one of these seminars.
It was very interesting because I met with one of our clients during the week and just over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Got about 10 years worth of income left based on what he's spending.
Yes.
What he's told me he's going to spend right. was less than right. what he, sorry, it's what he said he's going to spend less, but less. He's spending
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's got about 10 years worth of cash. So we had to have that conversation, and it was him and his son in the office with me. And I said, you've got 10 years. The poor guy's got an ailing disease and so forth. So his time on this earth is limited.
Right.
And I said, what are you worried about? Why are you worried about this 10 years right. worth of money? And he looked at his son. He goes, I'm worried about my son.
Right.
My son starting his business. He's got two kids. I want to make sure he's okay, that if he needs money, I can give it to him.
Right.
So I'm going to withhold and not spend so I can make sure that he's okay. And the son was like, first of all, upset because, oh my God, I don't want my father to withhold yeah. his lifestyle for me. But the conversation went into, what are you giving as a legacy?
Right.
It's a gift.
Right.
Now, you can give a gift in monetary terms, or you can give a gift in education and information. And so what this father has done when he came to Canada, when he started up his own business, when he went through all the problems that economically in Alberta since the 1970s, he was able to educate his son on how to persevere through that. And I said, you've done a very good job with that. Why would you think he wouldn't be able to take care of himself now?
Right.
And just the fear that, you know, my son might not be able to do it.
Yeah.
And so he's going to withhold. And so the son had to convince him to say, look, you know, I got this. Like, I know I'm going to have problems.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to have tough times, but I got this. Dad, right. you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And it's very difficult for many parents to step back and say, you know what? I'm going to let my child, adult child in his own business, taking his own risks, venture off, and if he fails, it's okay. That's hard for a parent to take
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it is.
Is it okay if my child fails?
Yeah.
And I think it is. I think that's how people learn. I think every businessman who's come to us, or businesswoman who's come to us and has and told us their story, they've had failure.
Sure, of course.
That's how they became so successful.
Yep.
You can't become successful without failure.
Right.
And I think we need to let our children know that it's okay to fail, because in that failure becomes education and opportunity, and in that failure becomes the opportunity to actually persevere and become that success that they want to be, because they can. You only get your W's from learning from your L's.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you get lots more L's. You know, what's interesting about this conversation is retirement is a very human experience. Right, that's what we're talking about. It's a human experience. There's some math behind it, but too often we're focused on the math and the numbers. Okay, again, I don't want to diminish that. It's important. We've got to do that hard work to figure out what's in the background. But the fact of the matter is, it's a human experience, and there's a whole bunch when we talk about the different buckets. Doing the math is the easiest part of it. Right, it's doing all this gray area stuff. These are the tough conversations that you've got to have, and with families, not just with individuals, with families.
Correct.
To try to figure out what success in retirement means for them.
Correct.
So we talk about a lifestyle plan being very different from a financial plan. You need the two to put together, but you have to start with the lifestyle plan. And Faisal, it's okay if things change. Right, we know
they will change.
Of course, they will. There's always going to be something that comes along to change it. So when people start with, well, I don't know what the future holds, so let's start with what you know right now, right? What do you want right now? What does it look like? Do the math. And then continue to go back, right? That's the process. Probably harped on that enough.
No, it's good. And I think people need to hear that. This is not a stock market, bond market, economic, sexy conversation we're having right now, but it's reality.
Yeah.
And I think people that are listening to this part, we'll have to come to the point that the reality of retirement is not just stocks, bonds, and making money.
No.
The reality of retirement is dealing with these types of issues along the way. And you need a team or somebody you can bounce these things off of and share your emotions with, beyond just your family members, someone that's kind of removed, but will give you the advice and the information that you require so you can make the best decisions for you and your family.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about it. Now, we're going to talk about it at our upcoming seminar. I've got to tell you, to start this year, we've had a lot. We've talked to a lot of people. It's terrific. Our first seminar in February is already full.
We're putting on a separate session. So we're going to open up a second session on February 19th. That's a Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, you need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We strongly believe that technology is going to be one of the key drivers to help the Canadian medical system cope with what's coming. Tune in after this. We're going to talk about some really cool technology. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.